Lebanon's parliament today once more failed to elect a new president, delaying the procedure until December 11th. Factions in the country are deadlocked over a tangle of related issues, including an amendment to the constitution and the shape of a future government. Politicians have been moving toward a deal to name an army commander as president to end the dangerous power vacuum in the country since President Emil Lahoud stepped down on November 23rd with no successor. But installing General Michel Suleiman as president requires an amendment to the constitution, which currently bars the sitting army commander from holding the presidency. Dean of the School of Arts and Sciences at the Lebanese American University is Dr. Fouad Hashwa. He says the stability of the country is at stake.
Well, I would say if there would be a kind of compromise between the two major parties, I would say the presidential position should be filled by next week. But it needs a major effort by both parties to really resolve. It's not really the position of the president, really the future of the country and the stability of the country, which is at stake. I mean, a position can be filled, would be filled, but if this will go on, you know, in uncertainty as it's now, I mean, there are a lot of questions that would remain open, and that makes the average person really very, very, unsatisfied with what's going on and really getting to the point where they're giving up on the situation.